Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Just after 6 on Saturday morning, time now for House Smarts Radio with Lou Manfredini. His phone lines are open. All you have to do is pick up the phone, 857-557-4LOU. He's broadcasting live till 10 right here from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studio, answering any questions you have about your house. You're listening to Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio, and 720 WGN.
Today's a new day.
Are you just laying there in your bed?
There is no sunshine.
Your to-do list looming over your head.
Nothing but clouds and it's dark in my heart and it feels like a cold night.
Yeah, how are you going to fix that?
Today's a new day.
Well, the good news is it's Saturday morning.
Where are my blue skies?
Lou is standing by, ready to take your calls.
Hi, Mary, you're on House Smarts Radio.
Oh my gosh, this is so thrilling.
And ready to tell you everything is going to be all right.
All right, I have the best solution for you. It's going to work great,
okay.
And it's going to solve all your problems.
So come on, put your 2 feet on the floor and a smile on your face, and let's start this day and this show. Here's your host, Lou Manfredini, and House Smarts Radio.
Hate to see you give up now.
God's people.
You look so much better when you smile, so smile.
Now every day ain't going to be perfect, but it still don't mean today don't have purpose. Come on.
Today's a new day.
I know it's a little gloomy out there.
But there is no sunshine.
Think about how happy the plants are.
Nothing but clouds.
Good morning. It's House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. Good morning. We're here till 10 o'clock this morning. Good morning to Don Kleppen. Mark Carmen is with us this morning. Lindsay is, I think, answering a phone call right now. Good morning to Lindsay.
It's very busy this morning.
I know. Very nice. How's everybody doing today?
Excellent. Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, Lou.
Carm, you're looking good and well put together. That's the word on the street.
Huh? It's a new me, Lou. I don't know what happened, but you know, I did the hair up nice for you. I put on
a
professional something here, and I'm
are
just
you an after. Are you an aftershave guy, Carm?
No. But maybe that could be the next level.
Yeah, you just, Don, are you a cologne guy?
I do wear cologne. I normally just use lotion after shaving, but that's all.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
I'm a cologne guy. Always have been.
It's good to smell nice.
It is nice to smell nice. And then every now and then you're like, I don't get it, is that I'll be around somebody and women in particular will say, oh, you smell good. I'm like,
thank
you. Excuse me, I'm married, and I hold my ring in front. Excuse me, I'm
step
married.
Off, okay?
Yeah, back away. I'm married. It's like friends. I'm engaged.
Right.
But I did. I went to a barber shop this week. My normal hairstylist was on vacation, and I needed to get a haircut. And I loved the place. Like, it was a throwback, the old chairs and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling Lindsay before the show, they shaved my neck, which
nice.
They only do in a barbershop.
Totally. That's good.
Lindsay's like, what? I go, yeah. It's like, most women probably don't get their
right.
neck shaved.
Right, exactly.
It's
totally new
maybe,
thing.
Right. Maybe it's somewhere way in some part of the world.
Okay.
Right. But anyway, there might be some part of the world where that happens.
Right.
But anyway, it is such a cool feeling. It's just kind of like, oh, she's like, it was a woman. She said, can I shave your neck? I'm like, you may.
Right.
But she, I kind of look like I'm in the military. It's really short on the side. But when you get to be my age and you got the gray hair, you do it really short, you can't see it.
Right. And it feels nice when it's warm, you know?
Right. And when you wake up, your hair's not messy.
Yeah.
Because there's none there to get messy.
Exactly. So. I like that. Makes it easy.
You've always grooming tips here on House Smarts Radio.
You're a low maintenance Lou.
How about
you know, Carmen, I've been saying that to my wife forever, and when I say that to her, she just goes, ha! Right, laugh. You're the most high maintenance.
Oh, jeez.
Right. It's funny. Lindsay says the same thing.
I never.
How's Violet this week? It's a Violet update. That's what we want.
Yeah. She is. She's lovely. Gretchen and her were up again to say goodbye to me this morning when I came in here. And
right.
But she's
so
great.
Thoughtful.
Yeah, it is so thoughtful. It's so, so kind. Thoughtful. You know, she's already so considerate. You know, just kind of waving goodbye. But she's great. She's growing. Yeah. Appetite is strong. You know, we've been going for walks because it's nice outside and.
You know, I have said this to other young people who have their first kids, and I'm sure when I say this to you, Don, you will totally get it, is that when you have your first child, you do realize how much your parents really love you.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't imagine loving something as much as you love that little girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And together with Gretchen, right? That's
right.
The thing. It isn't just you.
Oh, God,
it's
yeah.
It's the two of you together that created this beautiful life. It's
yeah.
Really something.
Yeah, no, it's well said. I mean, it's unlike anything else I've ever experienced, and you're totally right. It makes you relate to your parents in a way that you otherwise can't, because now all of a sudden you share that with them, and you know, just feeling that love is like, wow, I didn't even know that this level of love existed, you know?
Right.
But here we
right.
are.
Right. But how's the cat doing?
The cat's on thin ice, as Gretchen likes to say. Cat has been, unfortunately, Stumpy's been, you know, looking for love in
and
all the wrong
places.
It's
not coming, right?
Nope, exactly.
Right.
And the
cat's like, when is this thing leaving?
Exactly. Totally. Still gets wide-eyed whenever, you know, Violet gets hungry and lets us know. And Gretchen keeps saying every day, like, hey, man, keep it up. You are close to out of here.
Yeah. You're going to be. Someone's going to be rescuing the kitty.
Yes.
Although I think there's a... this is Don and Gretchen's cat, right? It could be like a thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
They could hang like a chain, like a... Who's that rapper with the big clock under his thing? It'd be like that.
Flava Flav.
Flava Flav. You could rename the cat Flava Flav.
Stumpy
Stump. I bet somebody would just get that cat up in a second.
That's what we'll do. I'll do Stumpy Stump and just give him a little cat and
the
put
clock
him out
will
on
be
the
so
street.
Heavy the cat can't move. It'll just be dragging the cat.
Oh, that's the solution.
Maybe that's the solution. Put a clock around its neck and find a pond.
Perfect. And I'll just film it.
Oh, that's terrible. No, don't email Don Kleppen about what I just said.
Right. Please don't. But I will take the suggestion under advisement. I'm sure Gretchen will crack up at that visual, actually.
That is funny. All right. Well, nice to be with you all this morning. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568 is our phone number. Why don't we get to our phone calls? We got calls coming in already. Lou's First Call is sponsored by the Barbecue Authority. Visit BBQ Authority Showroom in Lyle or online at bbqauthority.com. That's bbqauthority.com. Our first call this morning is Bob in Elmhurst. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Hello, Lou.
Hello
good
there.
Nice to talk to you, sir.
Nice to talk to you as well.
I have an air conditioner that started to show some issues last year, and a capacitor was replaced, and it's 11 into it. It'll be its 12th season, but it looks like it's pretty much conked out now. And the question that came up last year and I'm facing now is whether to replace the air conditioner alone or replace it with the furnace as well as a system. They were both replaced new 11 years ago, spring of April 2013, through O'Reilly Heating and Cooling, based on your advice.
Oh, but, yeah, sure.
Coming back to you saying, is that still a good outfit to go with? And would you recommend just bite the bullet and replace the whole system, air conditioning and furnace as well?
Are you, Bob, are you someone that, in particular with the air conditioner, does it run all the time when we get to the warmer months?
Not particularly. I don't think we're heavy users of the air conditioner. Mm. We have a whole house attic fan that we put in last year to kind of draw air in and out the roof so we can, you know, avoid, you know, when you have those days where the cool air outside in the evening and it's still hot inside, we can use the attic fan to move air through the house.
So, you know, the industry kind of, they've developed, you know, this, you know, when it gets to be about 15 years old, it's probably time to, you know, think about replacing it. 11, you know, you're kind of right on this cusp. Now, you know, a capacitor on an AC, that's essentially the thing that jump starts the condenser outside. Those go and those get replaced, and you know the system runs just fine. And what are the other issues that you're having now?
What are the other issues?
Yeah, is there anything going on right now that you're saying, boy, now I got to get this? Because my point is this. Let's just say that in the next 4 or 5 years, you got to spend $1,000 to keep this thing operating in the next 4 or 5 years. To me, I would just do that. Because now when you go to replace both of those units, you know, you're probably at a, depending on the size, you're at a $16,000 to maybe even a $20,000 proposition. Everything's gone up, you know, to replace everything.
Oh, yes.
Right? You're just not there yet. And unless it's really giving you a hard time, I would just repair what you have within reason. And if they come to you and say, well, you know what, sir? It's going to be $3,000 to fix it. Then maybe you're cutting bait and moving spots.
Right. I can't remember now. It seemed like they said the coil or condenser, whatever creates the cool part that's in the furnace.
The A coil? The A coil?
I believe that, as you mentioned it now, sounds familiar.
Right. I mean, you know, you could, and the furnace is not giving you any problem whatsoever.
No, the furnace is fine. I guess if it comes down to replacing the air conditioner, it seems all things money aside, it would make sense to have a coordinated system that
Correct.
Air conditioner and
so
furnace come together.
So I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of that. So the thing is if you can afford it, right? And like, you know what, I would just rather have everything be good to go. And if you the other thing too that you can think about as well, based on your storyline of how long you want to stay in the house and this and that, you can pay up for this big trend right now with warranties on stuff. And they'll, add to it, just like buying an extended service program on a car. You know, for another, I'm going to make this up, $1,000 or something, you can get a 15-year, basically, bumper-to-bumper warranty on your furnace and AC. Well, now you're like, okay, I'm going to spend, again, I'm making numbers up, $17,000 with the warranty, and then I'm done for 15 years. I'm just going to call the people up. It's, backed by the manufacturer, and anything that goes wrong, they're going to come fix. And, if that kind of peace of mind is something that you can afford and want, then I would probably go that route.
Right. I mean, is it reasonable that, I've done the maintenance contract every year. Mm-hmm. So it's looked at the system heat and air conditioning is looked at once a year, and I've done it from day one. And, it's a little disappointing to think you got 11 seasons out of the thing, and now it's, you're at a replacement.
That's my point. That you're at 11 years. I think I would just keep repairing it and do that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the advice, and still, you find the Riley Heating and Cooling people.
I haven't spoken to those folks in a while. I don't know who owns that company now, but they were a very fine company when we worked with them years ago, and my expectation is that they would be good still today.
If it comes down to getting the replacement of the whole system, any folks you might recommend to just have a comparative offer from?
Sure. These days, and they've been around for a long time, is American Weather Makers, which you hear on the radio station here, and Lindemann Chimney Heating and Cooling. They're doing they're doing a very nice job with their heating and cooling division, and I've heard nothing but good things about them, and I've been using them myself, and they do a really nice job. I appreciate you calling this morning. That's our phone number. It's 857-557-4LOU. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Hi, good morning. Thank you. I love your show. You teach me so much about homes that I never knew, and I really appreciate it.
You're listening to Lou.
Hi, Lou. I have a stamped concrete pool deck. and some of the corners on it are starting to chip.
And he's here to help you.
I have a question about repiping my house.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini, and House Smarts Radio.
Feel is there appointed duty. 857-5574. Lou is our phone number. 857-557-4568. This is Mark in Chicago. Mark, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking the call. Really appreciate it.
Sure.
We live in a 70-year-old house. I have a leaking kitchen drain. The drain disappears behind the wall, and it's a load-bearing wall with a lot of gas and electric, I suppose, back there, and heavy structural members. And I think to get at this leak, which, you know, is way back there someplace, leaking down into the basement, it's going to be a major deconstruction project. But is it possible for a plumber to take a camera, kind of like they do with the sewer lines outside your house? Can they send a camera through that drain and see the leak and then possibly repair the leak from inside the pipe?
You had me at the camera. They could do that, but they can't repair the leak from not in a... How old is the house?
70 years old.
Yeah, so I'm going to guess that it's galvanized metal pipe, as far as you know, in the walls when you go down to the basement.
Whatever it is pretty heavy duty.
Yeah. No, I mean...
And you can't see it from the basement. All you can see is the drip, which drips into the laundry tub, and...
so you're like, oh, it's okay. That, it's catching it. Right, yeah, right, yeah, right. Well,
yep,
my
concern.
No, she. Well, she's. I like Mrs. Mark, and the problem is, you know, with that drip, if it's getting on the, you know, the framing of the wall or the plaster, it this is not a long term. This is not a good thing. Has this been happening for a while?
Probably a few months.
Okay, and the kitchen cabinet, the sink base that we're speaking of. The kitchen cabinets are new, old. What's the story with those?
Oh, they're old. Getting the cabinet out, I'm sure, would be doable. It's just getting into this wall. I tried to cut into it a little bit, but then I was feeling
nervous.
2x4s,
right.
Lines back there.
Sure. Plumber's going to come in and either take out the cabinet entirely or just cut out the back wall of the cabinet. Okay, expose the wall. And then more than likely cut out the plaster or the drywall, whatever it may be back there, and then expose all the framing. And then in the ceiling over the laundry tub, they're going to do the same thing. And wherever they're going to find that pipe that's leaking, my guess is an old galvanized pipe, they'll cut it out, patch it in more than likely with some new plastic, you know, PVC that matches the size, and you'll be good to go. It's a bummer, right? And it's not going to be inexpensive, but you have to get it fixed.
It's the only way.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it.
Right. I'm sorry. I know sometimes the advice I give is not what you want to hear, but it is. That's a tricky spot. And, you know, when especially old galvanized, more than likely... What happens, you'll be amazed when you do get the plumber to come out here because, you know, they'll cut out a piece of pipe and it'll be so full of the galvanized, gets so filled with gunk that you can't even imagine. Like yesterday, so angry and the fence and the mural, you can Google this. The mural is fantastic. It looks like, at first you look at it and go, oh, I thought he had a fence. And it's not. It's the mural. That's pretty petty that you're like, oh, I'm going to show
but
you.
Pretty funny.
Pretty funny, and I'm not breaking the rules. 857-5574-LOU, 857-557-4568 is the phone number. We're broadcasting from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studios. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call. I listen every Saturday.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call. I
of course.
You do it every Saturday morning.
Well, you're my how-to man. When I have a question, I call you. You're how-to.
Don't be scared. Pick up the phone. Give Lou a call. He's live, taking your calls all morning. Right here on House Mama Smart Radio. Mama
rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout. He started the investigation. It's against the law.
Welcome back.
It was against the law.
857-557-4LOU.
It was against the law.
This is Greg. It's Joliet. Hey, Greg, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
I got some fiberglass tanks and they're a little bit discolored, and I'm going to power wash them, but is there a product I could spray on there to kind of help cut the grime and dirt?
Wait, you have some paint on. Where are we spraying?
The fiberglass tanks.
Fiberglass tanks, and you want to...
Yes, and they're just clean them up.
Oh, you want to clean them up. Okay. Yes. Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to, and are you going to pressure wash them?
Yes.
All right. Why don't you get a... how big are these tanks?
Oh, probably 20 foot by 6 foot.
Buy a gallon of a cleaner called Challenger.
Challenger, okay.
And then I want you to put that into a... You got a pump sprayer?
Yep.
All right. Maybe 2 gallons. Put it in a pump sprayer, full strength. Spray the tanks down. Let that sit there for, 10 minutes or so. It is a very aggressive cleaner, aggressive in a positive way, right? It's going to break down any dirt and debris and then hit that with the pressure washer, and I think you'll be pretty good. I've used it before with great success cleaning a fiberglass boat. And and I did that by hand with a sponge and not a Scotch-Brite pad. Well, it was a Scotch-Brite pad, but it was a white Scotch-Brite pad, so it was more milder. If you're going to do any scrubbing with it, I would highly recommend you wear rubber gloves because it's not something you want to have your hands in for any extended period of time.
All right. That's what I'll do.
You got it.
Some of that Challenger I booked at a hardware store.
Hardware store should carry it. Challenger. Very good cleaner.
Oh. Got it, Lou. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate you calling this morning. 857-557-4LOU. Yeah, the story behind that Challenger was I was using it to clean a boat, and I was amazed at how this cleaner was working, and I had a scrub brush, and when you know too much, you also don't follow all of the rules that you should. And I'm scrubbing the fiberglass, and I'm scrubbing the vinyl and the seats with this Challenger. And I'm going, this is amazing how clean this is getting. And then at some point, I realized there's red that's coming in. The boat vinyl had red in it. I'm like, oh, it must be taking some of the red dye off. And then I wipe it away with a rag, a damp rag. And I'm like, oh, that's not it. Well, it was my hands. It was chewing up my hands, and I was bleeding while I was cleaning the thing from the cleaner. So wear the gloves. I know. So that's the thing. When you know too much, you don't pay attention. So please be careful. All right. One of the things that I do want to point out before we take a break and then head to news is that all this rain obviously has been terrific for all these plants. Everything outside, as you can see for most of us, is super lush and green. But a false sense of security, and this is something that happens to many of us come June and July, here we are in the month of June already, is if you have hanging baskets that are underneath an eave, they are not getting the kind of water that the rest of your plants are getting. And so you can become get this false sense of security, like, oh, I don't need to water, everything looks fantastic. And then your hanging baskets that you spent a fortune on start to wilt because you haven't watered them, because they doesn't get any water from the rain. So today, pay special attention. You know, when it rains, it's going to rain later on today, but take that hose out there or the watering can and hit those hanging baskets, because I just don't want you to all be disappointed. In the middle of June, everything is, you know, dead, and you're wondering what happened. I just put these in here; it didn't work. Why aren't they alive anymore? It's because we lose track of everything being so green around us, and if it doesn't get any water, you're in bad shape, and it's really a bummer. So do that, and then I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that I really like this fertilizer. It's a liquid fertilizer that you could add to your watering can to do every other week. It's a fish emulsion, it's called. And so that would be a really good thing to every 2 weeks put in a watering can and give it a little extra juice. It's going to bloom and look amazing. Bunch of different manufacturers make it. Look for fish emulsion liquid that you would add to a watering can in the garden centers and at the hardware stores as well. 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. This is Patty in St. Charles. Hi, Patty. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hello, Lou. Good morning.
Good morning.
Here's my question. I'm on well and septic, and I had my hot water tanks. I have two of them, 80 gallons. I had them replaced about 6 months ago. And all of a sudden, I'm getting a sulfur smell in my water, only on the hot water side.
Yeah.
And when I called the water softener folks, they said, yeah, it's your hot water tank, and you need to take that
anode rod
that's in the hot water tank, remove it, and you can replace it with an electric one or whatever else you find. So I had it replaced. And it was awesome for about 3 days. I had a plumber come in, replace it with magnesium. I'm getting the sulfur smell back again. And I was told, you know what, just take the rod out. You know you'll have to replace your hot water tanks within 8 to 10 years. But the rod out. What are your thoughts?
Here's my first question. Why do you have two 80-gallon water heaters?
I have four boys.
Okay. All right. So when
maybe I said that wrong. Maybe I have two 40-gallon hot water tanks. It's the normal hot water tank. So okay. What are those, 40 gallons?
Sure, yeah. 80 would be okay. Like you're a gymnasium.
Like
it's a locker room.
Yeah.
Four boys, and they bring the whole team with them as they do that. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. So here's the thing. Right. The average life of a water heater is 10 years. When you take Correct. The anode rod out, you void the warranty on the water heater.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your plumber, is it a plumber that you use?
Yes.
Right. So, I mean, if you take the... Well, okay, let's do this. Take the rods out, have the plumber come back, take the rods out, and then cap the tank. And then if that solves the problem, obviously there's some thing with the water that you have that's reacting with the rod. If that happens, that everything's fine, then you're good to go. But you're 8 to 10 years from now, you're going to do that. I would go to an on-demand water heater then, when you replace it one more time. Because then you can have four boys and the entire team and never run out of hot water, and that anode issue isn't an issue.
When you say on-demand, are you talking like the tankless water heater?
Yep.
But I was always told because of being on well, it never works. It's not a good match to do well water with the tankless.
False.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's not true.
Okay.
Quality.
I like that.
Yeah, and so then so take the rods out. If the smell's gone, you're good to go. Nothing to worry about. 8 to 10 years from now, you're going to replace it anyway, like they said, and your plumber will handle it. And then at that point, think about an on-demand water heater. Appreciate the phone call. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
morning and out to school.
Time now for our word of the day.
I don't understand.
Some of the words a little too sophisticated for you.
It doesn't make any sense.
It might be paradoxical on a home improvement show.
Well, of course it does. It's smart. I used a thesaurus.
On every word?
Yep.
But we like to teach you a thing or two.
They are warm, nice people with big hearts.
And that became, they are humid, prepossessing homo sapiens with full-sized aortic pump.
Now back to Lou on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning and out to school.
Teacher is teaching the golden rule.
Welcome back. Time for our word of the day.
Practical man.
Insert sponsor here.
Hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone.
I like this word.
Behind you won't leave you alone.
We've got a good word, and Lindsay's sentence to describe the word really made me laugh, which you just heard me laugh, which
nice.
Is very funny. So here's the word. It's a verb. Don likes it when I give the definition first, and then he can think of the word.
Yeah.
So the definition is, for you and Mark, reduce in extent of quantity. Hmm. Impose a restriction on.
Okay.
Curtail.
Oh.
The word is curtail.
Nice one.
And here's Lindsay's sentence. With beach season on the horizon, she attempted to curtail her bedtime milk and cookie habit.
That is a good one. Very timely.
That's a bad choice.
I know. Milk and cookies at night? That
so
is like
habit.
That, right.
It's a rough habit.
I can't even tell you what kind of cookies. It's really bad.
Right.
Oreos. If they're not even cookies. It's wow. like just all the processed goodness.
Yep.
That you
yep.
could.
Mary Beth made a batch of cookies with our, I guess he's our, in a way, he's Ellen Christopher's son. Mason, so he's by blood, he's nothing, but he's like a little grandchild to us as well.
Hmm.
But they made gluten-free cookies, because we've got all these people with gluten,
mm-hmm.
and it was, I'm trying to think of the recipe, it was peanut butter,
oh.
oats, a little bit of sugar, maybe more than a little bit of sugar, and some candy, M&M's.
Oh.
They were delicious.
Those sound fantastic.
The peanut butter?
Those sound much healthier.
Anything with peanut butter.
I could have that for breakfast easily.
Sure, right. No Not problem. With beach season on the horizon.
Who cares, man?
Out of the Oreos.
Right, I've checked out already.
My gosh.
Dad bod is here to stay.
Dad.
You haven't even started eating her chicken nuggets yet. That's
You're
when
right.
that comes.
You're right. Totally
come
right.
on, finish your nuggets. I'm All right, getting, Daddy will finish those.
I'm getting a head start.
You're going to have to... curtail your
you're gonna have to curtail your nugget
nice. Your nugget intake. Exactly.
There it is. I will have to
I'm going to start us off because I want to I mentioned last week that I was very excited later on today. Mm-hmm. You know, at 9 o'clock, Mark, you know, we ask what you're doing on the weekends at 9, like your weekend plans.
Okay.
And I was so excited. So you got to think about that. Think about what mm-hmm. you're doing. I said I was so excited. Last week we went to this 50th anniversary wedding party for my wife's aunt and uncle, Tito and Noreen Dominguez, and it was a fabulous party, and all the family was there. It was really terrific. But I was really excited about what's happening today. And I said, you'd have to wait to find out. I'm going to try and curtail my excitement.
Ooh, look at that.
Wow.
Tease well and done. A use of the word.
Thank mm-hmm. you. I'm
pro.
Out.
What a pro.
If I could disconnect the mic, I'd drop it. anyway, that's what's happening. I'll let you know what's going on later today. So your marching orders curtail. I can already hear Mark Carmen, like the Cubs would need to curtail the losing because they're doing that really well.
There you go.
Their death season that's becoming. Yes, we got it.
Yep.
Well, I just got. Okay, so Mason, I guess, is our grand nephew. That's how we're going to call him. Peanut butter, small amount of butter and oats, no added sugar besides the candy.
Wow, that's good.
They were delicious.
Yeah.
Like, you know, normally when you eat gluten-free cookies or something, it's like sand.
Yes, sandy. Totally.
Not good?
Right.
This was moist and delicious. I know you don't like the word moist, but it was delicious.
Just did it for me right there.
That'll be word of the day. One day, that'll be word of the day.
One day, that'll be the word. Yeah. Yeah. Extra moist.
curtail the usage of moist right
curtail
now.
Curtail that. Right, very well
there
said.
There you go. You got it. Right. All right, here we go. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. Let's go back to the phone lines now. This is Terry in Big D, Dallas, Texas. Hi, Terry.
Howdy, Lou. How are you?
Great. How may I help you this morning?
Well, I live in a part of Dallas that seems to be prone to power outages.
Yeah.
And I live in a very small condo. I really can't hook up a permanent, you know, big generator outside. I have a little patio. I'm looking for suggestions for some type of generator or power supply that I could keep plugged in and save the contents of my refrigerator when the power goes out. Something that would power a refrigerator. Is there anything like that?
So there's a couple of makers now that have battery backups for exactly what you're talking about. And okay. And so, but you're on the first floor?
Yes.
And could you? Okay, so here's my point. For about, I think, $1,000 or $1,500, I'm thinking one such company is a company called Ego, E-G-O. And they make a backup battery generator that could power a refrigerator, which uses a lot of electricity. But I think it can only do it for about 4 hours.
Oh.
Okay. So now for other things like lighting or a backup sump pump, it'll be longer, right?
Right.
Or if you were taking it to a tailgate and you wanted to run your smoker or something like that, you know, you could do that. But a refrigerator, when it operates, uses about 700 watts running. And when it kicks on, it uses even more. And so it'll drain that battery pretty quick. My point is you can buy a small portable generator that has like a handle like a suitcase that you could drag out to your patio. You can't do it inside, of course, and then run a feeder cord to your fridge. And that, as long as you keep fuel in it, will keep going. Now, keep in mind, when the power's out, you can't get gas at the gas station.
Right.
So, you know, it's a question of where would you store the fuel in your condo?
Well, exactly. Exactly. So, well, this might be an idea that won't work.
Yeah, I mean, they do make them, but the draw of a refrigerator is pretty high, and I just don't think you'll get the kind of runtime that you want out of it.
Yeah, because I'm on the list of last to be restored just about every time.
Oh, really?
So.
Well,
yeah, the company just doesn't like me very much.
Well, and it sounds like there's a whole bunch of issues with, you know, the way that Texas does their power that has, you know, makes it difficult for people down there. And, right, there's just like one game in town type of deal. And I know that the grid is having a tough time keeping up down there. So, I wonder what the solution for you would be in that situation in the condo. You don't have you don't have a storage locker or anything like that, do you?
No. Uh-uh.
Nothing like that. Okay.
No.
I mean, they do make a fuel that you can buy at the hardware store that comes in a container that's ready to use. And so it's a higher octane fuel than so in other words, you know, a typical gas can that you would have. This is sealed. Like, if you go to the hardware store, you'll find it. They make it in regular fuel. They make it in two-cycle fuel for, like, chainsaws and stuff like that. You know, it's pre-mixed, like 50-1. But then they also make regular fuel. I can see the bottle. I can't think of the name of it right now. But say if you had this generator and you bought this small generator and you kept that filled with fuel and sealed up and you kept it in a, you know, utility closet, okay? And then you bought a gallon of this gas in the pre-mixed thing already sealed. You could store that easily without any smell or odor or, you know, concern for your safety. And then if you bought a gas generator, what's important to do is that twice a year you take it outside and you fire it up so it runs, you know, and you keep some stable fuel in there. And if you did that with a gallon of fuel in one of those smaller generators like that, it could probably run for a good maybe 24, if not 48 hours continuous.
Okay.
Just an option for you. Something to consider.
Right. It is. Well, thank you for your help. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate you listening to House Smarts Radio down there in Big D. 857-557-4LU is our phone number. We will take a quick break and be back right after this.
The screen door slams. Mary's dress waves.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays.
He's ready to take your calls.
I'm your guy. What can I do for you? I'm right here. Let me dust myself off.
And help you with your house.
I'm chewing on some beef jerky and I got a screwdriver in my back pocket. How can I help you?
Now back to the man of the hour.
Oh, Lou, you are the man.
Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Hey, what else can we do now except roll down the window and let the wind blow down your hair?
Bruce Springsteen just turned 74 years old. 857-557-4LOU.
We got one last chance to make it real.
This is Alice in Aurora. Hi, Alice.
Hello there.
Hello there.
I have a question about a couple of lovely chairs that my husband and I bought from a salesperson in the farmer's market a few years ago.
Okay.
And they're wood, and they're beautiful, and they're swingers, the gliders, I guess they're called.
Wait a minute. The chairs are, or you? Never mind. Keep going.
You might have that right. But they squeak like crazy.
Oh, no.
And we've tried, sewing machine oil. We've tried WD-40 or whatever that's called.
Okay.
And I told my husband, if we replaced all the washers on it with fiber washers instead of metal, would that correct that maybe?
Look at you. That's pretty good. That's pretty good with the fiber washers. But I want you to try one other thing. So they're wood, and okay, so there's a base that sits on the ground, right? And then at some point, the chair has like a bunch of different places where it glides back and forth, right?
There's like, yeah, right.
Okay. There is a graphite powder that comes in almost like a cake decorating tube.
Graphite, I guess.
Correct. Graphite lubricant or powder. You'll find it mostly, like, if you went to a hardware store, it's typically in the automotive section.
Okay.
And what I want you to do is, when's the last time you oiled these bad boys up?
A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Wipe off any residue that you can from around that area with a rag, and then you're going to take this and you're going to puff it into the areas where it swings, right?
Okay.
And you're going to try and work it a little bit as you're puffing it in there in each one. Now, it may not immediately do this, but what it'll end up doing is the powder will become a separator between the washers and the wood and the pin, all that kind of stuff. And then it should glide on that and make it nice and quiet. Now, typically you do this with everything dry. And so the fact that there's oil there, you may have to do a couple applications. So maybe when you go to buy this tube, you said you have two chairs?
Yes.
Okay. Buy a couple of tubes. Try it on one and see if it works. And I think you should be successful with that.
I was wondering if maybe an air pressure would clean out some of the oil, but I don't
know. Well, if you have that at your disposal, that would help a little bit. And
okay.
Because then it would help the graphite get in there a little bit more.
Yeah. That sounds lovely. We'll try that.
Did you have another question?
I really enjoy the chairs, and it's a shame that they squeak so bad that
right.
You can't do it and watch TV at the same time.
Right. Understood. Understood.
I thank you so much for taking my call.
Have a great day. Appreciate you calling this morning. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. This is Mary Jo in Victoria, Minnesota. Hi, Mary Jo.
Hi, Lou. How are you today?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
I have a sump pump that makes so much noise, it sounds like a garage door is going up and down. It's in the basement, and I'm on the first floor. Anything I can do to make it more quiet?
You mean when it's running or when it shuts on and off?
On and off.
Yeah, so you're getting that big clunk, right?
No, it's the motor going.
Oh.
Maybe it is while it's running.
No, but not, so it isn't the check valve making the sound when it shuts off. It's the actual motor that you're hearing.
I think it is.
Okay.
Just like a garage door.
Got it. And how old is that sump pump?
Oh, I've been in the house 7 years. It came with the house, and the house was built about 20 years ago. So over seven, that's all I know.
So the average life of a pump is seven. And if it's older than that, I mean, that grinding noise, I mean, there are quiet sump pumps out there that you can use that you won't have that kind of noise. One manufacturer in particular is a company called Zoeller, Zoeller, or maybe it's...
Never guessed that.
Me neither.
Zoeller.
And so they're really durable. They're relatively quiet. They're not silent, but when it comes to a sump pump, they move a lot of water. You want something to do that. And at the same time, if you have that replaced, you may want to have the check valve replaced as well. To quiet things down, because they're going to have to take it all apart anyway, and that's a good time, if that's all original, to have that done as well.
Oh, you've been so helpful. I'm having my very first overnight guest, and I don't think she'll sleep if it's the way it is now.
Right. She'll be like, yeah, Mary Jo, thanks. I'll see you next time. Maybe not.
Yeah, where's the nearest hotel?
Well, good luck. I appreciate you calling this morning. 857-557-4LOU, 7:30 in the morning. We need to head into the WGN Radio Newsroom and check in with Don Kleppen.
Now for Noodaloo 2.
I just love noodles.
No, not noodle. New to. New to Lou.
Good times, noodle salad.
No noodles. It's new to Lou. But he does love a good pasta.
Now we eat, okay? One up, I eat everybody.
Now back to Lou Manfredini. New to Lou 2 and House Smarts Radio.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Our Noodaloo 2 is sponsored by Redo Cabinets.
Not too bad.
Don't replace, reface.
But it's fine, it's pretty good.
It should say, when we do the Redo Cabinet sponsorship, then it should say, go to RedoCabinets.com. Make a note of that. Call my people. 857-557-4LOU is our phone number. But first, I got a Noodaloo 2. I know I found this Noodaloo 2 at the Inspired Home Show, and then when I looked at it, and I like it. Well, just take a listen. I like it.
You might think that when hosting company, it's best to break out the fine china. But for better or worse, the formality of the average gathering has declined over the years, and fancy dinner setups seem almost impractical. Special occasions aside, I'm always searching for a good, durable, and lightweight platter or dish to serve up at cups and entrees, especially since a lot of our gatherings involve reckless children or outdoor entertaining, making it a solid possibility that any fancy, fragile platters could end up on the floor. In pieces. All hope is not lost, though. This weekend's new Tulu 2 is a happy medium to be found between fancy and frat house. It's called Dipware. Dipware by MadeSmart includes reusable plates, trays, and servingware with spill-proof collapsible bowls for all the dip without the slip. Whoa. Dipware keeps food separate and ready to enjoy. The bowls lock into place on the high-rimmed plates and trays, so you don't have to worry about that dip spilling. When the party's over, bowls detach for easy dishwasher cleanup, then collapse flat for stackable space-saving storage. Dipware ranges from $19.99 to $29.99. A great little investment for the summer. I promise you will not regret it. One less thing you have to worry about at your next party, making it more enjoyable for you.
For more information, check out the HouseSmart YouTube channel.
And be sure to like and subscribe.
Okay. This makes a lot of sense for someone like you. No. But I mean, the whole, so it's a tray. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say the size of, well, the different sizes, but there's big ones and small ones. And there's a little lip on it around the perimeter. And then there's a little bowl that you can clip into the corner to put like your hummus or your
salsa.
This is what made me think about this. So we're, you know, we can constantly are, you know, cleaning up our house that we moved into and moving stuff around. And we have this closet in the basement that we keep all of our, the bowl you would put platters. Ice in, platters and, stuff for entertaining, right? And years ago, my wife bought these wooden trays that kind of remind me of what we're talking about right now. But it had a hole in the middle with a slot. And the idea was, if you had a glass of wine on a stemware, this would go under in through the stem, and then you would hold your wine at the stem, and then this wood thing would be around the chalice of the glass.
I've seen those.
And you put snacks on it.
Sure.
And then you're standing there with your, like you're, I don't know what you're doing. You're standing there eating and drinking, and you have your own hand tray.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure we've had those for 20 years. And I'm pretty sure we used them once.
And so this is different.
It's totally different, but this is what it reminds me of. And I said to Mary Beth, I go, why do we still have these? We don't use these. Should we donate them? I go, I don't think anybody would use them, even if you donated them. But yes, we should donate them. See, because the trick with the wine, this is not the Noodle Utu whatsoever.
No.
But the trick with the... But if you have the snacks on the wine stem, you can't sip your wine because you'll spill the snack.
Well, you take it out.
I know, but that's a lot to do. I'm trying to talk about whatever. I'm like, oh, hold on a minute. I got to put this tray down, and then I got to take a sip of my wine. Then I got to reassemble everything. This Noodle 2 doesn't look anything like that, but it's what it reminds me of.
Ah, so that's why you don't like it?
Well, but then, this is my other thing. Just stay with me. This is a complicated thing for me. It has a lot of thing for kids. It's great because it's got that little lip around there. But also, there are people listening who have some mobility issues, maybe a little shake. You know, when they want to be independent and they want to stay independent. This would be perfect for that because you could put food and stuff like that if you want to carry. You know, like I've seen people that maybe they get a little shaky and they want to carry a plate from wherever. But then if you've got a little shake in you and stuff spills on the floor and that's embarrassing, you don't want to do that. You want to live your life. This is a cool thing. And then you could put it in
for
the dishwasher.
Plates. But there's also the platters and appetizer trays that are bigger.
Thing.
Those are the ones that I would go for.
Yeah. But I think the same thing. If you still want to be you and you want to, these make a lot of sense.
No. Hold on. In my
defense.
Opinion. I am always, you know, we've got chips and nachos, chips and salsa, whatever it is, hummus. Mm-hmm. And I don't ever like, I have to have a separate bowl that I put onto the plate. Because sometimes, like, if it's outside, and then and then the bowl's slipping all over the plate, and then, you know, and then it could fall and it crashes into pieces. This bowl actually
clips
right onto the serving platter. I don't know if I personally would use the plates, but the serving platters and trays, I absolutely would, because the bowl's stuck on the plate and it's not breakable, and you can take it outside.
It'd be great for camping and stuff, the plates.
It sure would.
Right? See, now I'm coming around.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it reminded me of that wine stem thing. My mind is open. I like it. What's it called? Wait, did you come up with the line, no dip without the slip, or was that in their thing? Because that was pretty funny.
That was in their thing. Yeah. I can't take credit for that.
That was good.
But it's a woman-owned business.
Like that. I like that.
Love it.
Love that. So go to youtube.com/HouseSmartsTV to learn more about dipware. What is it? No dip without the slip? Get the dip?
Get the dip without the slip.
I love that.
See,
that's
the slip?
Good.
The bowl slips all over the plate.
It's a good one. All right, so I've come around. I am 95% there with this. 95. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. We're broadcasting from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studios. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. You have a way better chance than 50-50 on this, but there's a risk that it breaks or chips or something like that.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
Okay, great. Can't wait to tell my husband to see if he'll want to do it.
He's a good one to keep in your back pocket.
Well, Lou says, sure. You know how much trouble I get about that? Well, Lou says, you can...
I have said that, and he said, well, then why don't you call Lou?
And good news for you, he's taking your calls live right now.
Yeah, right. So tell Lou to get his butt over here and take my countertop off. Right.
Now back to Lou, right here on House Smarts Radio. Something
good. What can I help you with today?
Tell me that you love me.
857-557-4LOU is our phone number.
Tell me something good.
857-557-4568.
Tell me that you like me.
This is Darlene in Fox Lake. Hi, Darlene.
Good morning, Lou.
How can I help you?
Yes, I have a polyurethane, I guess what you call it, you know, plastic trellis in my arch, in my garden. And it's all green now, and I wanted to get out there and clean it, but I don't know what to use that won't bother my flowers that are around it. Mm. I have a big bunch of peonies under and around it.
Tied into the arch?
No, they're just growing. They just keep multiplying every year, so I need to cut some of them out of there. But they're in the ground, and the trellis is
You don't have any ivy or anything growing on the trellis?
No, right. No. Right. It's an arch. I'm sorry. It's an arch. It's 4 feet by 8 feet by 3 feet wide.
All right. Here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We're going to make your life easy. I want you to go to the hardware store, and I want you to buy a bottle of Wet and Forget pre-mixed outdoor cleaner. Pre-mix is what is the critical word in what I'm telling you.
Okay, pre-mixed.
Now, Wet and Forget cleaner. Outdoor cleaner. Then you're going to go out to your little garden, and you're going to take your hose and your sprayer, and you're going to spray all the flowers down with water first. Not the trellis, just the flowers. Okay. And any vegetation that's around there, spray it down with water.
Okay.
Then with this sprayer that you bought, the Wet and Forget premix, it comes with this detachable spray trigger, okay? You're going to spray the trellis on the inside, the outside, all the different. You're just going to spray it. You're not scrubbing. You're just spraying it. That's it, right?
Okay.
And you're going to get it nice and, you know, wet. Not dripping wet, but wet. You know, you want to make sure you're covering everything with the sprayer. You're going to be squeezing a lot, so you're going to be sore on one hand. Switch hands. And then keep your hose out there and spray the flowers one more time, because if it gets on the flowers and you don't spray it off, it'll kill the flowers.
Oh, okay.
But as long as you get it wet before and after, you're fine. And in about 2 weeks, do you have friends that come over and walk through that trellis? Like they come over, Darlene, I want to come see your garden. No, you don't have any friends?
No, I don't have.
My point is, if anybody comes over, they're going to be like, Darlene, did you get a new trellis? Did you get a new arch? It's going to look amazing.
Yes. It's really dirty. It is.
Right. Right.
Oh, all okay.
Your so-called friends are all talking about you right now.
Oh, I'm going to spray the water over the flowers
first.
Then I'm going to spray the cleaner
on the arch.
And then I'm going to spray on the arch. And then I'm going to spray the flowers again. And then I'm going to wait 2 weeks. And then I'm going to spray it all.
No, in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, it looks amazing. That's it.
Oh, it's just so I don't need to scrub it.
No. No scrubbing.
Oh, yay. Good. I'm 80 years old. I can't scrub too good anymore.
You're welcome. This is going to work. It's going to work great for you.
Oh, thank you. And I have just one more question.
Sure.
I have weeds growing up now in my driveway. I have an asphalt driveway, and I really can't afford to get it all done right now. So is there anything I could spray in those cracks to fill them in so that the weeds don't
use what they call a non-selective herbicide. Now, when you go to the hardware store, that would be the name that everybody knows is Roundup, which is a fine product, but there's a lot of debate about the overall safety of that.
Yes,
you can find, Lindsay, there's a company called Bonide that makes a non-selective herbicide that's more organic called Burnout.
Burnout.
Spray that for the weeds.
Okay.
Just spray it on the weeds. It'll kill the weeds. And you can either fill the cracks in with a black tar. You know, they make a caulking for asphalt driveway. Or you can just keep spraying the Burnout once a month, and it'll keep the weeds away.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'll give you something to do.
Okay, well, Lou, I want to tell you, I have two huge notebooks, and I record your show every Saturday, and I have appliances and roofing and this and that, so my husband can just go right there without having to call again. So we have your whole life training in our notebook. So thank you very much. We love listening to you.
You're very kind. Thank you so much. What a sweet thing to say. 857-557-4LOU. Let's see if we can get one quick call in here before news. Kevin, I've got a minute for you. How can I help you, sir? Oh, wait. Hold on. Here's Kevin. Kevin, I got a quick minute. Can I help you real quick? Oh, there's Kevin listening. There's Kevin. I can hear him listening.
Yes.
Hi, Kev.
Yep, I can hear you.
How can I help you, sir?
Hi, Lou. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
I have a 10-year-old cement driveway that needs to be refinished. And I have a power washer, and I can probably do the job myself, but I don't know quite how to clean it and then seal it when I'm done, if I can. I have a power washer and...
Here's what I would do. I'd buy a couple gallons of a cleaner called Crud Cutter.
Okay.
I'd pour that on the driveway, and with a broom, I'd kind of scrub that into the concrete first. You're just scrubbing it in to kind of get the cleaner on there. Then take the pressure washer and clean on all that off after about 10 minutes that you let that sit there. It'll be nice and clean. Mm-hmm. Then when it dries... depending on the space you need, you're going to go to bonedryproducts.com, bonedryproducts.com, and buy their concrete sealer and put that on the concrete and follow the instructions on the gallon, and you'll be amazed at the results. It's amazing stuff. Thanks so much for the phone call. I'm bumping up against news time, which is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Coming up this hour on House Smarts Radio, Lou continues to take your calls live. All you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call. 857-557-4LOU. Broadcasting live from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studio, you're listening to Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio, and 720 WGN. You're listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
I had raccoons, and I think maybe when they went up there to vacuum and spray, I think they might have hit the pipe.
He's here to solve all your home improvement problems.
Oh, I thought you meant the raccoons did that. I thought you had, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger raccoons that were moving the pipe around.
And if you can't solve them, at least he'll make you laugh.
I'll move the pipe. I'll move the pipe. You go through the roof.
He's all yours. Now back to Lou on House Smarts Radio.
You know, it's not a bad Arnold Schwarzenegger. Welcome back. 8:09 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. 857-557-4LOU is our phone number. Very nice job, both of you, with the curtail.
Ah.
Use of curtail this morning.
Thank you.
That was tough, Lou. I really thought I did a great job. Yeah.
I thought you did too. I really did. You know, I mean, everybody's looking so sharp this morning. I the picture of you on the camera there, Carm, you kind of look like you could be on one of those learner and row billboards. Slick back. I like it.
Yeah. I kind of, be honest, I prefer the disheveled me, but, you know.
It's easier.
I mean, looking at you now, you're easy on the eyes. I mean, why not, right?
Keep it up, bro. TV's calling.
You all are looking real good and real clean shaven. That picture of you and Violet that you sent down, you're all cleaned up too, all of you.
Well, he's got to look good for his daughter. He can't be right. Her boys are all grown up.
Yeah. Right. I wanted to be clean shaven, you know? I was like, no scruff for Vi, you know?
Is Lindsay eating Oreos right now?
That was rude.
She curtailed it, man. She curtailed it for beach season.
Something's going on over there.
Can they hear me eating? You know, it's early in the morning, Mark. You know that, right? You got to keep your nourishment going.
Yeah. Hey, of course.
Whatever you break your fast with, it's breakfast, okay? Doesn't matter.
Wait, so I want you to tell the story. So, Lindsay, you were in Green Bay.
Nice.
And the restaurant that I want to go to, the Goodland, and so this is where I want to go meet your father-in-law and have drinks. This summer I'm doing that. I'm driving up there. You don't have to be there. I just want to go hang out at the bar.
Always open.
So it's called the Just Stop In, and you sent me a picture from the bar. This is hilarious.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, I wasn't there. This was David sent me the picture. Got it. There was just a farmer that lived down the road that brought in his jug of milk from his cow and was giving out
milk shots.
Milk shots.
Anybody want a milk shot?
It's like a giant mason jar of milk.
It is that.
Like, you walk in, how you doing? Hey, Bill. Well, here, there's my milk.
Oh, look at what Bessie just pumped out today.
That may be the most Wisconsin thing I've ever heard.
How about that? Awesome.
That's hilarious.
If you follow it up with a brandy old fashioned, is it more Wisconsin than that?
Right. Or a white Russian? You could make a white Russian with it.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Yeah, you would.
Is there milk in
it? Oh, a white Russian, I get it.
Creamer,
the
right?
Milk,
yeah.
I get.
Yeah.
But you could use milk.
Was it?
Well, grasshoppers are really dinner club or supper clubish.
Supper club, right. Yes. But the mason jar of milk on the bar is pretty funny.
I know.
Definitely.
That is funny.
In my bartending days, the guy who owned Meyer's Tavern, his wife would occasionally come in and she would always want a grasshopper, and I had no idea how to make it. Make a grasshopper. Excuse me.
Wait a minute. Oh. You were a bartender at Meyer's?
That's correct.
How many years ago?
20-some-odd years ago.
Okay, so that is hilarious because I played on a co-ed volleyball league.
Yeah, you did.
At Gilson Park.
Ooh.
And Meyer's was our sponsor for 30 years.
Wow.
Dang.
So Lori, the waitress, who you know.
I do.
Lori was always our waitress. She still works there.
Yep.
Now I think her granddaughter works there.
That's right. Look at you, Lou.
One of my favorite places in the world.
Nice.
It's so good. Underrated.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
It is the styrofoam plates and the tater tots and the patty melts and the dab beer.
Yep.
Say, what's wow. the beer they, yep.
With the big mug.
Yep.
You don't get dab beer anywhere.
No. It's somehow it just tastes amazing there. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah. And whenever you go in, the place is packed.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
People back in the day would sit down at 11 a.m. and get their scotch on the rocks and sit there for 4 hours and tip $2 and smoke cigarettes in my face. And I loved every second of it, Lou.
And order grasshoppers.
Right. Never mind the secondhand smoke that you had to deal with all those years for $2.
Yeah. That was basic.
Oh, my God. That is fun. I love that place.
Waiting for a bar to make a cicada drink the way that we're hearing about those now, right? Like,
well, there's like some Malort shot thing. There is, I'm like, yeah. Forget it.
No, thank you. But I mean like an actual good-tasting cocktail, like a grasshopper is, but just call it a cicada, because that's...
Cicada. You know, oh, I see. Right. So not necessarily right.
With a cicada, but maybe right. like a...
Well, you could grind it up and not know. It'd be like a protein shake.
Totally. Just not tell people. You're like, hey, guess what you just drank?
And if you ground it up and then made it, it would sound like the cicada. That would be the key.
Yeah. As you're making the drink. Yeah.
As you're making it, right? And then here you go. Clunk. Here you go. Enjoy.
That'd be a draw for sure.
Got a cigarette?
The singing cicada. That's a great name for a drink.
It is.
Oh, the singing cicada.
You can have the bar name that too. That's sure. That's pretty good.
You have two little like... red hots on the top of the eye, you know, the big red eyes.
Yeah.
There you go. Look at it. It's like this just like made it. Creative mojo going.
Just launched a business. This is great.
857-557-4LU. 857-557-4568. Let's get back to the phone calls. This is Mira in Schaumburg. Hi, Mira.
Hi, it's Myra, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm walking with my girls at Spring Valley Nature Center in Schaumburg. Thanks for taking my call. I'm replacing my driveway, my stairs, and my stoop with new cement. My stoop has pillars in it that support an awning that is probably 3 foot wide, and it only covers half the house.
Okay.
I was wondering if I have to replace those pillars. Or if I could be free of them.
Oh, you mean to eliminate them?
Yes, totally. Never replace them. Just have a new clean look.
How far is the overhang?
About 3 feet. And it's a common look in Schaumburg.
Yeah. I mean, the short answer is maybe. It all depends on how... Well, it all depends on how it was built. In other words... What's the year of the house?
Oh, I would guess 1968.
Okay.
It's old.
All right. So my guess is it's not a truss roof. I don't know if you know that or not. But many times, if it was a truss roof, they would put these little extensions on there that would be part of the trusses that... Could those posts could just be decorative, okay? But if the operative word here is could. So you'd have to have somebody determine whether or not those are structurally needed or not. The people that are going to come do the concrete are going to take them out, and they're going to temporarily brace up that area as they pour the concrete. I don't know that those are the right people to tell you if that is structural or not. We need somebody like a carpenter to come by.
Okay, and I will need a carpenter anyway to install railings.
Okay.
So he can assess that then. I have seen other people in my neighborhood who have removed them totally.
Right.
But, you know, you always wonder if... You know, are they going to have problems down the line?
Well, and that's the thing, is that if there's, with the 3 feet, if it's built correctly, you know, will it sag a little bit? Maybe, but you probably wouldn't notice it. And, I mean, meaning that, you know, maybe half an inch or even an inch. But I need to know that it's built properly before I go taking those out.
Okay, gotcha. Well, thank you.
Enjoy your walk.
Yeah. Say bye, girls.
Bye.
Goodbye. 857-55. They're like, Mom, we're walking. What are you doing talking to the guy on the radio?
I think it was her, like, lady friends.
Oh, the girls. Like how, the girls. Well, I don't want to assume. Yeah. You know, well, you assume.
I shouldn't assume either, but those didn't sound like kids.
Right. Myra. With Myra. An I or a Y?
Myra.
It could go either way, right? But you could go either way, right? Like Renee.
Like Renee.
8:18 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. 857-557-4LOU. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Wake up. This ain't no dream.
Hey, you.
That's right. It's Saturday morning. Time to get to work.
Yes, you.
Lucky for you, you're tuned in to Lou Manfredini. Now back to your host. Here he is right here on House Smarts Radio.
Out of my dreams.
What happened to this guy? What was his name? He was like an island. He was like from an island. He was, what was his name? Billy Ocean. Yeah, whatever happened to Billy Ocean? Well, there's another Billy Ocean. Isn't there two? Isn't there another artist named Billy Ocean? Like a different one? A newer, modern guy?
Billie Eilish, who sings Ocean Eyes.
No, there's another Ocean. There's another singer named Ocean. Yeah. Maybe it's not Billy. That would be very confusing. What happened to this Billy Ocean?
Well, let me tell you, he is...
Still with us?
Still with us.
Good. Right? Good. Always nice to hear that. Yeah?
He's around.
He's around. Okay.
He's not doing much.
He's not doing much. All right, good. He's made his money and he's playing he's getting money off the rejoins on House Smarts Radio.
Lately appeared, most lately, in the Applebee's commercial, this song. That's really
okay.
In 2018.
Okay, there you go. 857-557-4LOU. Let's go back to the phone lines. This is Dan in Naperville. Hey, Dan, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
This is to do with a 14-year-old Lennox air conditioner and furnace system in our house. Had the air conditioner recently serviced, and then after that it broke down, and another came out to look at it, and they had bypassed the system pressure switch. My first question is, for how much money do I want to put in an old 14-year-old system? And my second question is it safe to bypass this switch? And the third would be, if I'm looking to replace this, how functional would a heat pump be?
All right, we've got lots of questions there. 14 years. We had a caller earlier this morning. You know, the industry uses 15 as their number. So you're right there, you know, as far as efficiency and whatnot. You don't want to bypass the pressure switch because that is a safety device to check the system that can lead to other problems that will be more costly to repair because that's not there. So it's there for a reason, and it should not be bypassed. Now, it can be bypassed temporarily to, like, get you up and running, you know, like, hey, I don't have a part on the truck, but I can bypass this, and, you know, we'll get you through the 90 degrees in the next 5 days, and then we'll come back and fix it. Heat pumps that you hear me talk about are super efficient. Now, this is a single-family home, Dan?
Single-family home, about 2,500 square feet.
Okay. Now, they do have retrofit systems that would replace your existing furnace, and they would put a new inverter on the outside that would do the heating and the cooling of your home. Because you have ductwork, right? So most of these mini splits, you know, they use their own cassettes that they put in each one of the rooms. But in a situation of a retrofit for you, people like Mitsubishi, who are a sponsor, they offer a retrofit for an existing forced air system with ductwork.
Okay.
As far as efficiency, it'll be the most efficient that you could use. You would no longer have gas that would provide the heat. It would be 100% electric.
Oh. Okay.
So that's just the consideration.
What about the cost comparison? Is it comparable with the standard?
It's comparable. It's comparable. I think that you'll pay slightly more for the retro system, but it's comparably priced. And those Mitsubishi systems, they just run and run and run.
Great. I don't have to worry when it gets 20 below.
So you 10 years ago you would have, but now they can keep up.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. So I probably have a new heat pump in my future.
You may. Check it out. So the website to go to is getacomfyhome.com. That's getacomfyhome.com. And you can go to that website and learn more. Let's go back to another phone line here. This is Phil in Berwyn. Hey, Phil, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
I had some tuck point work done in my garage. I got that white efflorescence on the garage. They sprayed it a couple of times and it just seems to keep coming back. What do you think I could do to stop this?
This is on the inside of the garage?
Outside.
Outside of the garage. And so that's typically due to moisture coming through the brick. So if I'm on the other side of that wall, am I inside the garage? Is that brick exposed at that
Correct.
Point?
The garage on the inside, the walls have been painted years ago, so.
But you can see the brick.
Correct.
All right, and where this efflorescence is coming from, is it near a window?
It's along the wall. It's like in between the window and the door, below the window. It's in a couple spots, on one side of the garage and on another side. And as I said, this guy's treated it a couple of times, and you know, it just seems to keep coming back.
And how
he treated it like about a month ago, and here it comes again.
Yeah, so, how old is it?
The garage, 1928.
Yeah. At this point, and it's probably like a common brick, you know, which is very porous and
which
you know,
is.
And it's old, right? And so it's absorbing, yep. It's absorbing the moisture, and that's where it's, you know, it's just wicking out of the brick, and so probably. Did he do any tuck pointing in that area, or he just tuck pointed and treated and he can't get it to stop?
Well, here's what he did. The lower half of the garage, he replaced about 3 feet of brick up. So okay. That's where it was really bad.
Okay.
So he replaced that, and that's all fine. But now it seems like now it's starting to go a little higher up.
Right, right.
From where he worked on it.
Right. So probably then to go a little higher up, not that you want to replace all that brick, but maybe we tuck point and we have him grind out some of the mortar in those areas.
He's like, done that. So he replaced the brick, the bottom three, and then he tuck pointed up, you know, he grinded out even more of the wall and tuck pointed it. But it seems like I said, the area that he replaced the brick from the, you know, from the concrete walk up about 2-3 feet.
That's fine.
And then he grinded up a butt.
Right.
I don't know if he's not spraying it with the right stuff. I mean, somebody told us that you should use like.
Well, so it you typically when you try and neutralize it, you use what's called a muriatic acid and water mixture to neutralize that.
Okay.
Which is probably mm-hmm. what he's doing, but you probably just have really old brick that's absorbing all that moisture, and so. I would have him come back and see, hey, can you acid wash this? And then you could try sealing it with a brick sealer. But then your next step is probably to keep replacing brick, which I know you don't want to hear. But sometimes it just ages out and, you know, it's just so porous and getting all that moisture in there that it just has to go somewhere. And it's that saltpeter that comes out that the atmosphere just draws out. Thanks so much for the phone call. I am bumping up against time. It's 8:30 in the morning. When we come back, we're going to talk about some choices when it comes to building a deck, specifically from my friends over at Trex. But first, this report of WGN Radio News with Don Kleppen.
You're tuned in to Lou Manfredini.
Good morning, Lou. Hey, you got to save my marriage and make my wife happy.
Fixing more than just your flapper.
If your husband pulls this off and does a really good job, you'll be married to him for the rest of your life.
Here he is now on House Smarts Radio. I had some help. It ain't like I can make this
all by myself. Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini. Now, This time of year, you're listening to me a lot, and we're talking about outdoor projects and things you can do, whether it's, building a patio or building a deck or, all kinds of great outdoor living opportunities. And when it comes to choosing what you use to build those things, it does matter. I've spoken on this radio show over the years to say that, back when Mike Jakubowski and I were building houses, we were some of the first builders to use a product called Trex Decking. Nobody had ever heard of it before. Back then, I think Mobil owned the company, and it was sort of like the Henry Ford of vehicles. You could have it in any color as long as it was gray. And now that's changed quite a bit. Joining me on the phone line is Stephen Phillips, who is the senior product manager over at Trex. Stephen, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Thanks, Lou. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. When you're a senior product manager with a company like Trex, tell me a little bit about your responsibilities and what you do with them.
Yeah, so we're sort of the the captains of our respective product lines, and we make sure that the products that we offer meet consumer needs and that there's no gaps in our portfolio. We manage products through their life cycle. There's a life cycle for every product. As I'm sure you're well aware.
So, sure.
We work with R&D to develop. We work with brand to market, and we work with sales to sell. And it's a pretty well rounded and fun job.
You mentioned, kind of all these different products, and I said at the top that I was one of the first builders to use Trex when it was just decking, and Trex now is just so much more than just decking, and the decking that you now offer is very, very different than it was back in the 80s.
Really couldn't be more different. The whole start of Trex goes back to even before decking. It was a company called Rivenite that sold signposts and things that frame out planter boxes and things like that.
Okay.
To commercial municipalities. And Rivenite grew when somebody decided to try to make a deck board that went into TimberX. And then in April of 99, the company got big enough that it was able to issue an IPO and go public. And that's when the name was shortened down to Trex. But the products back then, they had a much more rounded radii. They, as you said, we had very limited color offerings. It was just, there was no shell stock on the top to protect the board from the elements and from scratching and things like that. So very different performance, very different aesthetics, probably a very different installation experience that,
yeah,
I'm sure you experienced.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's evolved quite a bit in the last 20 or 30 years. So.
Well, talk to me about that shell. You deal with this all the time, and you that rolls off your tongue. But I want people to understand that deck board is not, it isn't what it used to be, and now there's this almost like a turtle's shell over the top of this board.
Yeah, so that's exactly the analogy that we use. As just as a shell is part of the turtle, the shell stock on our deck boards is part of the board. And if you try to break a board or if you try to peel the shell back, you'll notice that you get core with it. The process that we employ and the polymers that we use creates a structural bond between the shell stock and the core. And that's really been, since 2000, I think it was 2009 when we launched the first Transcend board, that's really been, Trex's claim to fame is that process and that special blend of polymers that we use.
And that is what allows the board, right, to be easy to clean. It protects the color to, so that the fading is, minimal at best, and also you give quite a warranty on those boards.
Yeah, so we have warranties that range from 25 to 50 years, and you're exactly right. The aesthetics, the part that the consumer really cares about, is really baked into the shell, and the aesthetics the shell gives you, whether it's the emboss or the streaking. And we have a new board that we went nationwide with this year called Signature, that's the first in industry laminated wood plastic composite board. So we're actually taking a photorealistic laminate layer, putting an extraordinarily durable wear layer on top of that, and we're adhering that to a deck board with the same performance expectations that you would get from our core shell stock product that you've known for years.
And that's the one with the 50-year warranty, correct?
Yeah, so we actually have two product lines with 50-year warranties. I'm glad you said that. Signature and also Transcend Lineage, which we, over the last year and a half, have rounded out the portfolio there. We have five colors in Transcend Lineage. The interesting thing about Lineage is it's a response to consumer expectations. And what I mean by that is expectations have changed. When you were building with Trex, people were happy with something that didn't rot or splinter or decay.
Right.
That was enough. Now people scratch, stain, and fade. Those are, you know, consumers expect those things to be part of the deal from the get-go. And now people want boards that stay cooler under the sun. So Lineage was our first product that we introduced with a IR reflectant layer in it, or IR reflectant polymers in it, that actually do reduce the board's temperature outside and, you know, help extend the amount of time that you can use your deck and be comfortable on your deck. So that product line has been a great combination of both performance and aesthetics, and it's been hugely successful, one of our most successful launches.
You know, I take calls every week from listeners about a myriad of you know, home improvement questions that they have, but inevitably, I mean, probably every week there's something about, you know, I've got this wood deck and I need to retreat it, and, you know, what's the best way to do it and what are those steps? And while I'm still a fan of wood, you know, for decking, it's just this constant maintenance. And, you know, of course,
right,
if you take really good care of it, you know, it can last a very long time. And, you know, one of the knocks, I suppose, is that, wow, gosh, geez, you know, the Trex decking is so expensive. But once you make that investment, and you've addressed that too, I mean, right, you've got an entry-level board which doesn't allow you the same type of design capabilities of like a Lineage or a Signature because of how it's made. But, you know, you're compatible to wood in pretty close in price. But long-term, I mean, I tell people this all the time. You put in a Trex deck today, and if you keep it clean, you know, 25 years from now, it's going to look pretty close to how it did the day you put it in. And nobody can make that claim about wood. I don't care how well you take care of it.
Yeah. So, I mean, the two things you highlighted there is a clear break-even point, right, depending on how often you need to and how often you do maintain your wood deck.
Right.
That initial investment that you make in a Trex deck, eventually, you know, you're going to get that back. And as you point out, the other part of it is, the day you put the wood deck down, it's going to start deteriorating. It's going to start changing, and your Trex deck is warranted not to do that. So you get to keep the aesthetics that you invested in up front. And our price points, I mean, we have an extremely wide swath of price points from the low to mid $2 per linear foot range all the way up to the mid $8, you know, $8.50 per linear foot range with Signature. So there's really a product at every price point for every taste and every budget. And you do have things that you give up when you go lower, but you still get that 25-year warranty. You still get the fade and stain warranty. You still get the performance that you expect from Trex.
One of the things that I really like, something that you offer that I think is just such a great compliment to your decking, is your aluminum rail system. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we have a lot of exciting things going on in railing. It's probably the biggest focus for us right now is you know, making sure that that we meet, you know, all price points and everything, like just like with decking, like we do with railing. We're on the cusp of shipping a brand new cable rail system called X-Series cable railing. And we're extremely excited about how easy it is to install, how few SKUs. The whole program is 11 SKUs, which if you know anything about cable railing, you know it's you know, incredibly complex.
Right.
It has a great aesthetic, great contemporary aesthetic, and it is literally DIY-friendly install. There's no tools required except for a cable cutter, and anybody with basic knowledge of how to install railing can install this railing.
That's so cool.
Super excited about that. We have a frameless glass system coming out that's going to work with that X-Series post, and the X-Series post is really going to be a platform for us to build off of in the future. And we have a lot of other projects that can't divulge right now, but just trust it. We're busy beavers over here. We're working really hard to make sure that we, you know, have what the consumer is asking for and needs.
I love that. And finally, you know, I think always it's the proof's in the pudding, right? And certainly, you know, anybody that's listened to me for a long time, I've talked about Trex, and you know, I've had a relationship where I've had an opportunity to promote some of their products over the years, and but you've got your product in a lot of notable places that get a lot of traffic, that, you know, is kind of shows the durability of it. Can you talk a little bit about some places where, you know, people are heading off in the summer, they may, without even knowing it, be walking or viewing a Trex product?
Yeah, so some of this was done while I was here since 2011. Some was maybe a little bit older than that. But one of the things that we were really proud of is we were part of the rebuilding of the Jersey Shore after Hurricane Sandy.
Oh, wow.
So that entire boardwalk area is Trex. We're also on Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, the Everglades in National Park in Florida, and then Disney World in Orlando. So a lot of large commercial jobs, that's definitely a focus of ours as well, as you know, as residential, is to, you know, use our product in commercial arenas where it can really, you know, prove its mettle and, you know, show that it's capable of doing pretty amazing things.
And I know that if you go to the Trex website, you will see some unbelievably beautiful decks and projects that you have. Stephen Phillips is the Senior Product Manager over at Trex. How do people learn more about the products that you manufacture and sell?
So we have a lot of different ways that people can learn more. The best place to start is Trex.com. You can kind of do a self-guided journey through educating yourself and the products and the process. We have inside people at 1-800-BUY-TREX that would love to talk to you about your project. We have an AR visualizer where you can sort of look at Trex decking against your house and kind of see what colors you might want along with Trex railing. And then we have a deck designer, which is a desktop tool that you can get to through our website that allows you to kind of, we built it in Unity, but it's basically a deck design video game. So it's easy to use and it can be inspirational. And it lets you just mess around, you know, kind of mess around with your design and what you want, what colors you want to use, and has a full complement of Trex railing and decking. So, lots of different ways consumers can get educated and inspired.
Honey, what are you doing? Oh, no, I'm designing the deck. I'm not playing Minecraft. No, I'm fine. I'm designing a deck. That's great.
Exactly. That's great. That was the goal. Make it fun.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you taking the time this morning and giving us a little information about Trex decking. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Lou. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Our phone number is 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath.
Got a question about your house?
Okay, I know you've answered this question a number of times, but I have the smelly drain.
Lou's taking your calls live.
You're going to go to the hardware store and you're going to ask for a tube brush. You're going to stick that in the drain and you're going to pour the pine sol over the top of
it. They'll tell you how to do it and how to do it right.
Hold your hand over that, because when you kind of go up and down, you know, to clean it, it's going to spit back in your face. You know what I mean?
Okay, thanks for the warning.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday.
Hello, are you still there? 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. This is Sarah in Glenview. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Lou. It's so good to talk to you. I've listened to you forever.
Thank you.
I have a quick question. I'm about on the verge of moving to a small town in Missouri, and I kind of nickname it the Windy City because it is very windy there. Anyway, we just did an addition on our house, and we're on the verge of putting on a roof or having the roofers come out and put a roof on. I was convinced that we were going to go with metal roof, and then some guy came out and told us that there's a new shingle out that actually, and I don't know the name of it, he said that it can withstand winds of up to 160 miles an hour. And he said that the shingle is half the price of the metal. And I'm kind of overwhelmed right now. We need to make a decision, like ASAP. And I don't know which way to go. Have you ever heard of this?
Well, a lot of now, you know, the traditional architectural shingles that are put on, which is more of a solid panel, they are wind resistant and hail resistant, and I think that most are that 130 mile per hour sounds right. You know, they're all kind of based on that, and that's really been more of a of an issue with the insurance companies saying that, right? That they said, hey, I'm tired of replacing these roofs. And so I believe GAF as well as CertainTeed both make shingles that have that capability.
Okay, so between a shingle and a metal roof, which do you think is superior? See, I like the fact there was a lot of roof damage out there, even just recently.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
why
no,
I was
well,
having a hard
I mean,
time finding.
I mean, the metal roof will be the most, if it's properly attached.
Like standing seam?
Right.
Yeah,
because,
we were looking
because
at
then there's
standing
no.
Seam.
So then, you know, the wind, if it were to, you know, if we're, now if it's a hurricane, that's, or not a hurricane, but a tornado, God forbid.
Tornado.
That's a whole different story.
Yeah.
But under high winds, you know, there's nothing. It's one big long piece of metal, but it's more expensive. I get it, right?
Yeah.
And so,
yes, yes.
But in new construction, it, you know, it's less expensive because there's no tear off. If you're really
right.
concerned with the wind, if it's possible to pay up for the metal, I mean, and here's the other part of it, too. With the metal, you get an architectural look and a vision in the home that's like nothing else, in my opinion. So if
yeah.
you can afford it, it'll be the uh-huh. last roof. It's a 100-year roof all day.
Right.
All
right,
day.
Right, right.
And when you go to sell that house, and I'm sorry, I got to let you go because I'm bumping up against time, it'll be worth more because you have that metal roof. No question. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Only 1 hour left of House Smarts Radio, so now's the time to get those calls in. Lou's also got his Just Text Me segment coming up after 9:30, where he's going to answer some of your texts that come in. Text us at the hotline, 857-557-4LOU. This hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by ChevyDrivesChicago.com. You're listening to Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio, and 720 WGN.
Another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody.
It's Saturday morning. It's your weekend. You get to choose how you spend it. And we're so glad you're kicking it off with us. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody.
Yes, you are listening to House Smarts Radio. And we want to know what's going on this weekend with everybody on the show. It's our weekly feature where we just, you know, I know we all work on the weekends here on the radio show, but then we go do some fun stuff. Let's start with the new father once again. What do you got going this weekend, Don?
Hey, Lou, thanks for asking. Real quick, let me just say last weekend was really special because Violet got to meet all her great aunts, like my great aunt Nancy, who's listening right now, and Auntie Lori, who turned 100 years old last year. And Lou, she's been listening to you since you first announced your kids were on the way. So,
oh, my God.
That was extremely special.
100 years old, that's amazing.
Yes, and we have some pictures of her holding Violet, and it's just like there's four generations of our family, like in one picture, just with four of us. So that was really, really special. But this weekend, Gretchen's got some friends coming over to meet Violet for the first time, and I think tomorrow we're going to try and do another picnic in the park by the water and just kind of, you know, do some family stuff for the weekend.
Love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Carm, what do you got going?
Well, first off, Lou, last night I was at a gathering, and I said, yeah, sorry, you know, I know that I'm the life of the party here, but I got to go.
Yeah.
And they asked me, you know, why? And I said, well, I'm, you know, doing sports updates tomorrow on House Smarts Radio, Lou Manfredini. And literally the party stopped because everybody loves you. So just it was unbelievable. I was like,
you're like, I really don't even like the guy. They're making me work, and that's so funny.
I mean, I'm like, I know he's the greatest, and I mean, they went on, and I'm like, okay, enough.
Mark's like, I just wish the show was like 1 to 4.
Right,
that would have been great.
Just
on a Saturday.
Midday.
Gotta go. 4 o'clock wake up. See you later.
All right. So you had fun last night. So what about tonight?
Tonight we got a little dinner situation, but the highlight of the weekend, I think, could be tomorrow afternoon. I'm going to the Cub game with a high school buddy that I haven't seen in a long time. So that's
fun.
Very
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really fun. I hope the weather cooperates and maybe you can bring us back a W.
They need it over there.
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Lindsay, what are you doing?
Well, tonight I'm going to a we have a mom's night out party bus going on to go see some show. I don't even know what the show is, but I had FOMO and I said I would go.
Wow. Mom and a party bus. Wow.
Yeah, party buses are great anytime.
It's not really a party bus.
Wow.
But it will be when you guys are on there.
But it will be. I had some FOMO, so I'm going to go. I'm maybe regretting it now. It's been we were in Green Bay all week and got back last night.
Nice.
It's a little, but c'est la vie. Wait, what's the word? No, what's the one like seize the day?
Que sera, sera.
Okay, that too. Super fun.
Super fun.
Mom's night out.
Have fun. That'll be a lot of fun. I said last week I was really excited about what's happening this week. Here, I don't want to be a bummer on this, but after the show, I am going on a six day fishing trip in Canada.
Ooh!
Wow! We're gonna fly in today. Today we're leaving today. We're driving up to Armstrong, Canada. Me and Mike J and some other friends, and we're meeting his brother and another friend. There'll be six of us. No cell phones. No email. We're like. There's a satellite phone in case something happens.
Right. That is beautiful. That is so awesome.
And we're going to go fishing for five straight days.
Is this a boundary water situation or something else?
Way up there.
Way up there. Okay.
We go up to Armstrong, Canada, and then we get on an airplane tomorrow morning early. Like, we get up there. It's a 13-hour drive. But there's four of us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we'll have lots to
take shifts. Yeah.
And I got snacks.
Perfect. There you go.
And then we get on this plane, and then so this is the funniest part about these outfitters, right? So you're only allowed 120 pounds per guy, per person.
Okay.
So there's six of us. They don't really even ask how much you weigh. I'm like, well, you know, I'm in on the Seattle Sutton thing, so I'm pretty good, you know.
Right.
But anyway, and so then you're thinking 120 pounds, what? Well, that's not a lot. You know, because that's your clothing, your fishing gear. Right? And then food.
Yeah.
But they will do pre-stuff where they'll fly out there. So they go, here's the things that we'll take out there first. Let us know if you want some beer and water and soda. Like, okay, well, you know, we're a bunch of late 50s and early 60-year-old guys. It's not like we're there. We're not like a bunch of moms on a party bus.
Right.
And young moms on a party bus. And but, you know, whatever. So there's that, and that's heavy, right? Ice, they'll bring the ice.
Nice.
And they're like, what about like food provisions? Well, we do that. We'll bring potatoes, onions, and oil.
Okay. So we can have as many fries as we want.
Evidently, we're going to have plenty of potatoes, and we're going to eat fish every day.
Ugh.
So
that sounds really awesome, Lou.
Shore lunches, right? Does this sound great?
Yes, and cut off from the rest of the world while you're cut off.
I really am curious how that's going to go for you. I mean, you're so connected all the time.
I am very connected, and so my wife is super excited about me going on this trip. She was, when Mike and I hatched this thing, she was like, absolutely, you guys should go, and then we got these other friends to go. But then within our life, this week, some kind of crazy stuff has happened. And it's normally stuff that I would handle. And now I'm like, bye-bye, I'm going to Canada.
Peace.
And, by the way, you can't call me. Right? And
I'll find out when I get back how it went.
Wow. So it might be, we're hoping to be married this month, 34 years.
Right. Wow,
hopefully
yes.
we make it.
Right. You think, hopefully I think you will. And you'll get, because you're so connected, I think you'll get a lot out of the time disconnected. You know,
it'll
be special.
That's true.
Good for you, man.
I can't wait.
That's awesome, Lou.
Very cool.
I'll share pictures when I come back because I can't share them when I'm there.
Please do.
Real, like we can't like an air tag on you or something just to know that you guys are okay. No.
I think the plane flies over midweek and like flaps the wings or something.
Come on.
Yeah, right. Nice. Like everything okay and then it keeps going.
Cool. So you can carve that help like sign into the sand.
Right. I'll be like Wilson.
Yep.
I'll be like, what was that? Castaway.
Yeah, Tom Hanks. Right. Exactly. So you'll be all right. That's awesome, man. Good for you.
All right. Well, love you people. But I'll be back next Saturday. Don't worry.
Cool.
857-557-5574, Lou. 857-557-4568. This is Joanne in Palatine. Hi, Joanne.
Good morning. How are you, Lou?
I'm doing great. How may I help you?
I have a question. I have a granite counter that I want to replace, but I also have a counter in a condo that we own, and I was thinking of taking that old granite and repurposing in the new one, but who would I get to do something like that?
Well,
I hate to get rid. It's still a good counter, and I could use a new counter in the condo.
Okay, but is it?
And I don't even know.
Is it okay? So here's the downside to this idea. Many times when they go to take the countertop out, it could come out in one piece.
Okay.
But sometimes it doesn't. Because they glue it down, right? And so they can do a good job of separating it, but you never know who, you know, or what they used. And so they use pry bars to take the countertop off of the kitchen counter, the kitchen cabinets, rather, and they may break the top.
Oh, that makes sense.
So there's no, you know, you know, it's not like, hey, lady, you know, not my problem. You know, I'll do my best. But if I break it, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Now, as I say that, I love the whole idea of repurposing. When we did our kitchen in Chicago, and we had my favorite granite on that kitchen forever called Uba Tuba, which is fun to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as fun as saying Vicky Kukuzian. And so Uba Tuba, and those countertops came off complete in every piece as designed. And we donated not only the cabinets, but the countertops to Habitat Restore. And I was like, really? People are going to buy this? It was gone in 2 days. Like, people bought it.
No kidding.
Because, like, you reassemble the kitchen and, like, oh my gosh, and the countertops were lovely. It was just, you know, we redid the kitchen. So I love the whole repurposing, but you just don't know. So
no guarantee.
Well, and then the other thing, too, is the countertops in the counter. We're probably going to have to recut these and shape them to fit, right?
Right, right. Right. And that's why I was thinking, like, if somebody could do the whole job. Now, whether it's
correct.
A new guy.
So that being said, that might end up costing you more money. Because here's the same problem. Okay, I get the countertop off in one piece, right? Great. Now I got to put it on a truck, right? Then I got to drive it back to my shop. Then I got to take it off of my truck and put it in the shop, and now it breaks. Whose problem is that?
Oh.
Right?
My problem.
Right, it's your problem. It's not, they're going to say, I'll do my best, lady, but, you know, if it's an older countertop and there's some kind of fissure in there, mm-hmm. all the, and I know, I love the repurposing. I think what I would do, if anything, is if it comes off in one piece, you donate it to Habitat Restore and hope that it gets there and somebody buys it and you help to raise some money for Habitat Restore and then you get new countertops.
Do you have a recommendation for a stone person out this way?
I do. I have worked for years with a company out of Glenview called Stone Cutters.
Okay.
And they're awesome. Sana and her team over there and Howard and Seth and all their installers, they're just fabulous.
Great. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're always so helpful.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
857-557-4LOU, 920 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Just a minute. I have to tell you, I went to Menards.
Yeah.
And I got a hold of a guy in the paint section. And he said, I listen to Lou Manfredini all the time. And don't get anything else because you won't be satisfied because Lou told you so.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw.
9:23 in the morning.
Some nights I wish that my lips could
857-557-4 Lou. Our phone number.
But I still wake up, I still see a ghost, but Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for.
Go back to the phone lines.
What do I stand for?
This is Linda in Mount Prospect. Hey, Linda, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Love your show. Listened to it for years, and you've helped me out before.
Thank you.
Now I have a question on smoky brick.
Smoky brick?
I'm in a condo complex.
Yep.
And one lady had a little small fire on her patio, And now the beige brick has got, you know, the black smoky stuff. And hers was from a plastic flower pot with plastic flowers in it. And so, whereas the other lady, hers is just from using her grill all the time. And that, I think it's just greasy smoke is on hers.
Okay.
What can we do to remove that black stuff?
And it's on the brick on the outside.
Yes.
Okay. We need something to really break it down. It's kind of plasticky, right? You said?
No, it was, what caught on fire was she had a little plastic flower pot with fake flowers, plastic flowers in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think it just like smoldered and smoked.
Okay.
And then when she came home, there it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it was just like a pool of plastic on the bottom.
Let's try this. I mean, we could do a bunch of different cleaners, but I think this will work the best. Have you heard me talk about this cleaner? This cleaner, and it's an oil too called Superzilla.
Superzilla.
Like Superman or Supergirl, yeah. Or Superdog. Superdog, that's better. Which, by the way, do you go to the Costco? Do you go to Costco?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was just talking, Don had a story about the hot dog, you know, the $1.50 hot dog. Right, which I never get to get the hot dog. I always send a picture to my wife and go, "Look, it's only $1.50," and they're like, "The people
plus,
are saying, oh,
plus
we're not."
Plus, you get a drink for that $1.50.
I know, but this is my point. Sure. They were like, here's this big company, and the new CEO, part of his call to the investors is like, we're still keeping the hot dog at $1.50. Like, that's what you're worried about? Because they said if we did it for inflation, it would be a hot dog and a drink for $4.50, which is still a good deal.
Right.
Not that I want people to raise prices, but come on. I'm paying more for my 50 count of toilet paper because I'm paying $1.50 for the hot dog. Anyway, going back to hot dog, you're going to get the Superzilla, like Superdog, and you're going to spray it on the brick. Okay? And it is going to break down the soot. It's going to get behind the brick because it has what they call capillary technology. It's not technology. It's just what the oil does. Then use a stiff, bristled nylon brush, right? Kind of in a circular motion. After you let it sit there for like 10 minutes. And it'll kind of get like, oh, yeah, I see. It's kind of loosening up, whatever. And then, you know the Dawn power wash spray for your dishes? Greatest invention ever. Spray that on there, scrub it with that to break down the oil and the soot, and then squirt it with water, and it should clean up.
Okay. All right. And that would work for the greasy one, too?
100%.
Okay. Well, I will give him the information. I will probably be helping the one do it, but that's fine. We will try.
You're a good friend.
Thank you so much.
You're a good friend.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Appreciate you calling this morning. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. This is Jeff in Mount Prospect. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing, Lou?
Good. First time caller. Thank you. How can I help you?
You're doing fantastic. Listen, I've got a 30-year-old Train heating and air conditioning unit.
30
years.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's about to go. And I've been told to get a Rheem. I've been told to get a Lennox. Go back to Train. I want something, what is it? I'm in the 70s, and I don't want to get the best unit because I think we'll probably sell the house in about 10, 15 years.
Okay. So here's the thing that I'm going to tell you. All the big name brands, whether it's a Lennox or a Train or a Bryant or a Carrier, which are the two of the same thing, American Standard, you can buy in any one of those things with confidence. They do not make them like they used to with that Train that you have that's 30 years old. They just don't.
Right.
But what I mentioned, what I mentioned with an earlier caller is that you can now buy these extended warranties. So they're going to come out and bid a price to you, and they're going to give you a good, better, best, right? They're going to say, here's a single stage, and here's a dual stage, and here's a tri-stage, and here's one that'll make you breakfast, right? You know, the whole nine yards. And they're going to give you, they're going to give you a menu of pricing. Choose the one that you're most comfortable with and buy the extended warranty that can go up to 15 years.
Gotcha.
Many times that'll cost you like an extra $1,000 and it's transferable. So now, 10 or 15 years from now, when you go to sell the place and some new young buyer comes in, says, well, but the thing's 10 years old. Yeah, but it's got a warranty for another 5 years. It's transferable. Bang, money in the bank.
Got it. Sounds good, Lou. Thanks so much.
Have a great day. Appreciate you calling this morning. 9:30 in the morning, we're going to head into the WGN Radio newsroom and check in with Violet's dad.
Time for Just Text Me.
How do you do this?
Maybe it's your fingernails. It's easy, look.
It's that easy.
And send.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
It's so funny how we don't talk anymore. It's so
our Just Text Me segment. I think it's sponsored by ComEd, Powering Lives. 857-557-4LOU is our phone number. That's also our text line. Lindsay has a few text messages that we can answer this morning. Do you have a couple that we can talk about?
I do, Lou. Are you ready?
Yeah, I am.
Me too. Lou, how do you get a dent out of a stainless steel dishwasher?
You don't. A stainless steel dishwasher has a panel that, I mean, I suppose you could try. That stainless steel panel on the front of your dishwasher comes off. There's typically either screws on the side or when you open the door on the back. And you could try taking the panel, laying it on top of a beach towel on a flat floor, something very flat, and then take a block of wood that is also flat on the back side of where the dent is and push down. This is the key. You got to push down. And then take a hammer. But there's a specific type of hammer called a dead blow hammer. But you're not going to go buy that for one dent. And what a dead blow hammer is, it's basically like, what do you call this? What's that musical instrument that you shake?
You know, shaker.
Is that what it's called?
Percussion.
Yeah, it's like a shaker.
Maraca.
It's like a shaker. And so imagine that shaker, you know, like if you're in some Latin music or something.
Sure.
So it's like that, but it's a hammer. And instead of like sand or something, it's beads. And when you hit it, the whole idea is you don't go bang, bang, bang. You go bang, and you keep your hand down. And then the BBs, the weight of it goes on the backside of what you just hammered, and it pushes, so it increases the force. You're not going to go buy that hammer. So if you take a hammer, take it and go strike it and hold it. Don't, like, let it bounce off. Like, strike it and hold it and see if you can bend it back. If you can't, you're going to replace the panel. What's that thing called? A shaker. I could have come up with that. I think there's probably another name. Anyway, how about another text?
Okay. what is the best temperature to set the AC? What is the best temperature to set the AC to so you don't have to change it constantly?
Whatever your wife wants. That would be...
Okay.
Right. Whatever. Well, I mean...
Maybe a little more.
It's really a matter of personal preference. There is a point of equilibrium. Remember that an air conditioner, in particular central air conditioning, it isn't just about providing cool air. It's about providing dehumidification. And there is a sweet spot where the home is most comfortable without feeling clammy or too cold. And every house is different because it depends on the insulation, the amount of windows and whatnot. And you can play around with that temperature to find it. And you may be surprised that, well, a couple things. It takes a good 24 hours for the home to reach any equilibrium of temperature, right, when you're setting something. So whatever you normally set it at, let's just say for the sake of argument, you're going to set it at 72 degrees. And you're like, no, it's pretty comfortable in here. It doesn't, you know, I'm comfortable. I'm not too hot. I'm not too cold. And if that feels good, leave it there. But if it's not quite right, then change it by a degree or two either way. Sometimes the magic dehumidification and temperature sweet spot is higher than you normally set it when it comes to air conditioning. It's just a matter of personal preference. One more?
All right. This one, yeah, you'll like this one. This is from Steve in Elgin. He says, "Hey, Lou, I used to live and work down the road from Armstrong. We would take the train every day and be dropped off at a river in the middle of the night. All our gear and canoes by the side of... All of our gear and canoes by the side of the tracks. Then we would paddle back to our cars. It's an amazing country. You'll love it. Great fishing. You're going to be spoiled for life."
Oh. Oh my gosh, I love
that.
Can
you imagine?
Yeah.
Taking a paddle.
Can I go not right now? Can I go right now? Can you just finish it?
About 16 minutes left.
Yeah, can you handle that? I got to go. That's our Just Text Me segment, sponsored by ComEd, Powering Lives. 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. This is Kathy in Hoffman Estates. Hi, Kathy. No?
Sorry, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Hi. It does say Kathy. Did anyone ever call you Kathy?
No one's ever called me Kathy.
All right. Well, I did. But your name is Mary.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So quick question. We're doing a bathroom remodel, and we're having some plumbing. We're relocating some plumbing. And we got a quote, which I thought was extremely high. So I wanted to kind of get your advice on whether or not you thought it was high as well.
All right.
Okay. So basically, the only thing we're changing is we're moving the toilet and the vanity. So it's on like the back wall, and we're moving it to the side wall. So we had a plumber come in.
Okay. Wait. 1 second. I'm going to stop you right now.
Okay.
The most expensive thing you could move is the toilet. Keep going.
Okay. All right, good to know. So we're just, like I said, we're moving just the shower stain as is, and the toilet and the vanity is moving from one wall to another wall. So they came in, looked at it, can be done, came back with a price of $9,000.
Just for the rough plumbing?
They'll put it together once, you know, everything's together, or the walls are up and the contractor's done doing what they need to do. But yes, just to move that and then to put the vanity and the shower and all that in, $9,000.
Hold on. So describe the room to me. It's a big rectangle?
It's oblong. So it's just...
When I'm standing at the door heading into the bathroom, when I'm standing in the doorway looking into the bathroom, what is the shape of the room and where is everything currently located?
Okay, so right now the shower's on the right-hand side, and then forward is where the toilet and the vanity is. Okay, so you're walking in, you're standing at the door, and as I mentioned, the shower's on the right side.
So then I'm walking between the shower. So then there's a walkway, a shower, and the floor, and then the wall is to my left.
Correct.
And then when I get to the other end of the shower, there's a wall that breaks the shower up, right?
Right. The shower ends, and then the toilet's there, and the vanity's there.
So the toilet... When I'm standing at the door currently, I don't really see the toilet because it's behind the wall on the other side of the shower.
No. So, okay. So you walk in, and it's not a very big bathroom, first of all. Okay, mm-hmm. We expanded it. So we knocked out some of the walls, and we're making it a larger bathroom. So it's the whole... So now we've taken out some of the walls, and the entire bathroom now is going to be the length of... where the shower was, in addition to probably another 3 feet.
Okay.
So right now, like I said, when you look ahead, when you walk into the bathroom, shower's on the right-hand side, and
the toilet is just to the left of the shower, and then right next to the toilet is the vanity. So they're on the back wall.
Got it.
Toilet and the shower are on the back wall.
And now we want to move the toilet to the other side of the room.
That's correct. So it's going to be parallel to the shower now. So the vanity and the toilet are going to be on the opposite side of the shower versus now it's on the back wall.
So got it. Okay.
Yes.
And so they need to extend the toilet line. They have to run a new vent on the entire other side of the wall up and over and tie it up into the attic. And
no, we have somebody else doing the vent. The vent that is that unrelated.
No, unrelated. The vent for the plumbing.
Oh, for the plumbing. Okay.
Right. So there's got to be a vent over there for the for all of that. And so that has to go up through the attic. It doesn't really sound that expensive for what everything that has to happen, and then reset all those appliances or all those fixtures when you're done.
Correct.
I mean, I'd get another bid, but you're
right.
Probably.
I've been trying to get another bid. It's so difficult. I'm definitely not going to. But I just thought, okay, I haven't
where,
done a remodel.
Mary, where are you, in Elgin?
No, I'm in Palatine.
You're in Palatine. All right. So I would get two more bids.
Okay.
We had a sponsor here for quite some time called Center Guard Plumbing.
Center Garden? Okay.
No, Center Guard, like.
Oh, Center Guard. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
I would call them to get a bid.
Oh.
They did a bunch of plumbing work for me on our house, and they did do a really nice job, and it would definitely be someone I would get a price from. And and then the other place to go is plumbers911.com.
Okay.
But it's not $500, and it's not.
No, I understand. Right.
And it's not $5,000. It's not $5,000. This is it's more work than you think.
No, right. I was thinking $5,000, but when it came back at $9,000, I was just told that that was, you know, extremely high, and I thought to myself.
Two things to keep in mind. That kind of rough plumbing work is difficult. It's got to be done right. It's got to be inspected, all that stuff. You need someone that has a lot of training and knowledge to be able to get done right. And secondly, everything now is more expensive. And so,
And
that's the thing is a lot of people are shocked. And, you know, I'm all about people making more money, right? That's good for everything. But the reality of it is that has to come at the cost of what things cost to be able to pay for all that. It's just, I wasn't a business major or an economics major, but it's just basic math. So it just costs more. And the bottom line is, in the end, you want to get somebody who knows what they're doing to do it right. We're broadcasting from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studios. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You know what is a really amazing thing is modern plumbing.
You never know what you're going to get on this show.
I'm sitting on the couch, and Max had some friends over, and we have a powder room on the first floor, and this young man like, oh, Mr. Manfredini, where's your bathroom? Oh, it's right through the door there.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
Young man goes in there, and so then I start thinking about modern plumbing.
He's always thinking.
And I'm thinking to myself, we really take modern plumbing for granted.
Outside the Lou.
This kid probably really regretted asking.
No. I just,
do you have any idea how lucky you are?
Yeah.
And you, too, are the lucky ones, because he's taking your calls right here, right now.
Modern plumbing is something to marvel at.
Now back to Lou.
You walk into a bathroom right now, and it doesn't smell. I do.
Right.
I do.
Right here on House Smarts Radio.
It is. Can't help it. I just see stuff, and I think about it. And then I wonder, right? Like, huh? Isn't that funny? I wonder how they put that thing in that thing right there. And I just recently did that. I stopped and asked a guy, and he looked at me, and I go, no, I'm not trying to be weird. I go, I'm just really curious. Like, how do you do that? What was it I just did? And then the guy realized that I was not being, you know, weird. I just wanted to learn. I go, I just want to learn. Anyway. I just want to learn. This is Mary in Elgin. Hi, Mary. You're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. So I have a problem with flies. I'm killing about
five flies, they're baby flies, every single day in my master bathroom. I have no idea where they're coming from. Any ideas? Could they be coming from the vent or sewer? Or I have no idea.
I bet they're drain flies, and what you need to do is take apart the pop-up on your vanity and in your bathtub or shower and get something called a tube brush, okay? And you're going to put that down in the drain, and you're going to scrub with a little pine saw inside that to scrub the sidewalls of the drain. The flies are probably living on those sidewalls of the drain, which is why you see them. And you'll probably...
Oh, my gosh, that's so gross.
I know, but it's your when you're showering and it's the makeup and the hair and the soap and all that kind of stuff goes down the drain, it gets on the sidewall above the trap, and they live there and grow there, and that's where they come from. And if you scrub that with the pine saw, you'll solve the problem.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for listening. Nice to have Mark Carman with us, Don Kleppen, Lindsay Smithwick. We will be back next week with more House Smarts Radio, and I will tell you all about the ones that got away and hopefully tick-free. Enjoy the weekend, everybody. We'll be back next week with more House Smarts Radio.